in studio with Donald Jones and me is brand new Buffalo Bill, now on the 53-man roster, rookie wide receiver Brandon Riley. Brandon, congratulations. Thanks for coming by here.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me out.
When did they give you the news that you were bumped up from practice squad to 53?
Yesterday around, 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Phone call or?
Got a phone call, and they asked how my day off
was
going.
Was it the coach or your
agent? It was one of the operations people here. Yeah. And then my agent, I think, was on a flight, so they couldn't get a hold of him right away. I mean, why would it go smooth,
What changes for you when that happens?
The paycheck, baby.
Right? The paycheck changes.
I think I use this first one, pay off the rest of my student loans and get those out of the way.
You go.
That's smart.
Definitely a big accomplishment of mine, but, it's not the last thing I want to accomplish, but definitely something to check off the list.
What else changes for you? I mean, is there any difference in practice today from what you were doing a week ago when you were on practice?
Yeah, a few more reps, with that first team offense in there, and, just getting reps at every receiver position, all three of them. So, if they call my number, I'm ready.
It has to be different. Obviously, you prepare yourself every day as if you're going to be pulled up to the 53, but ultimately now, realistically, you will be on the 53 on Sunday. So it has to feel different when you get into that huddle in practice with the starting team.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to, but prior I was, trying to put confidence in the coach's head to move me up. And now, I got to put more confidence that, they'll trust me on the big stage Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm striving to do each day. And, I think I had a good start to the week today.
With Brandon Riley, just promoted to the 53-man roster yesterday afternoon by the Buffalo Bills and now part of the 53. I wonder, we go back to preseason and you were let go in the final cutdown, and I'm sure there was disappointment. Can you just talk about those two or three days? You're released by the team, you stick around and stay in the practice squad, and just what your mindset was like during all of that going on back around later.
Yeah, I mean, definitely I was really bummed out, but, it wasn't the first time I've been told no or I couldn't do something. And, luckily my pass has helped with that, make the process a little easier, and then I was pretty down, and, then, Eric Wood and Richie, I remember guys like that reaching out to me, like, hey, you still going to be on our practice squad? So, that meant a lot to me, and, they saw potential in me. So, hearing those words of encouragement from veteran guys like them meant a lot.
Did you, in preseason, you were solid, right? 11 catches, 139 yards. Did you go into that final cutdown weekend thinking, I probably got this made, or were you shocked that you got the call that you had not made the team?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty confident, but, you never can be too confident in this league. I found that out pretty quick, but, I was bummed out because, I thought I earned it, but, my goal after that was, grind away and, make sure I get up this year, and it happened to work out.
When we talked to you back around training camp, you mentioned that one of the things you felt like you needed to work on was finding ways to contribute on special teams. Have you done that in the, the last 3 months or so? Have you found a niche on special teams for yourself?
Yeah, definitely got a lot more work just because college, I didn't do much special teams because, we had a lot more guys on the team and, one of the main receivers got to worry about injuries and all that. So definitely, the last few months getting more confidence, working on all the special teams. And, I've been working on catching punts too, just, as many opportunities as I can do.
A little different catching punts at this level, man.
Yeah.
Especially in that stadium.
Yeah. With the wind. Especially get the wind going out there. It's a whole different ball game.
Now you've been obviously on the practice squad, so working a lot of scout team reps. So you've had a lot of work with Nathan Peterman. You probably haven't had any work with Tyrod Taylor. And we don't know who's going to play this week, but how hard is it when, you might be in the game but haven't had any true work with this quarterback?
Yeah, just got to have trust in each other. He's a professional and a great quarterback, and as a receiver, your job, when the ball's anywhere near you, you got to catch the ball. And, I feel like if I was in with Tyrod, just, a couple catches early, get his confidence in me going. And, me and Nate have great chemistry, obviously. Through practice, we do developmental period at the end of each practice. And, everyone makes a running joke, like, okay, well, Peterman's going to throw to Riley on this play. And so, we gained a pretty good unison, I'd say, throughout the weeks.
Hey, Brandon, when you were released back in early September, I don't know if you were aware of it, but we're out here, talking to fans every day. People were upset. Did you know that? There were fans who were shocked that you were released and upset that you weren't on the 53. Did you pick up on any of that?
Yeah. A lot of people have reached out on Twitter to me and stuff like that, but I tried not getting all caught up in that, but a lot of my friends back home are always searching stuff, and they're sending it, and they're like, well, I mean, the fans love you and all that, and I was just like, well, I just got to get the coaches to love me as much as the fans now.
Why do you think the fans love you so much? Why did they adopt you?
I don't know. I think probably just probably showed I wasn't, you know, scared to make the tough catches and get hit and stuff like that.
You might even see some Riley jerseys in the stands this week. I mean, that's how popular you are.
that'd be a little
You're
crazy.
Like, oh, that's crazy. It's a Riley jersey.
Well, yeah, crazy.
The coaches did notice, in fact, earlier today, Sean McDermott was asked about you and being promoted to the 53-man roster, and here's what the head coach had to say.
Great story. Just a phenomenal story. And he's not the only one that's been brought up over the course of the season. Just a great example of when you do things right, you work hard, you bust your tail every day. And I think not only myself, but the rest of the team is excited about having Brandon up because he's worked so hard, he's earned it. And just a great reminder for all of us, when you work hard, that result may not come right away, but if you stay persistent, good things happen.
That's Sean McDermott. What do you think when you hear the coach say that, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, that means a lot. Obviously, you know, a lot of work goes into it, and, you know, nothing comes easy. And, you know, from where I started, I think it was truly, you know, started from the bottom, from, you know, when I came out of high school and just kind of always had that mentality, you know, keep working and, you know, don't get discouraged if things don't work out the first time. But, you know, it means a lot hearing that from the head coach. And, you know, I know yesterday a lot of guys on the team had reached out saying, you know, they're proud of me and stuff like that. So
how hard is it being on the practice squad? Because when you're on the 53 every week, you know, I mean, practice is it's hard to do once you get really into a season. But, you know, at the end of the week, all right, we got a game going. But how hard is it for you to be on the practice squad all year knowing this is what I have, you know, and every day you go out there, you ball out, make great catches, but that's really all you have. You don't have the game to look forward to playing in on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, early on, you know, I would kind of get down being like, oh, well, my week's over with, stuff like that. But then, you know, I was really thinking about it. You can't take it for granted because, like, you think maybe every NFL team has, say, 8 receivers on their team, 2 practice squad. That's not many receivers out, you know, in the world playing the NFL. So definitely something I don't take for granted and, you know, something I'm very proud of.
They got you and the other practice squad guys on the road trip out to Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago for the Chargers game. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, seeing – I went on, you know, road games for the preseason, but, you know, regular season is a little different. And, you know, the game didn't work out how we wanted, but, you know, it was great to, you know, go on a road trip with the guys. Had a long flights where, you know, bond, get to know the guys better, and, you know, it was a good experience.
They make y'all sit in the, you know, seats next. You know how a lot of players get, like, a row to themselves. They make y'all sit together.
Nah, it was a
give
huge
you a half
plane.
A seat.
It was a huge plane. You know, we all kind of had our own row. But
747, yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, it was big. But I ended up just, you know, playing cards with Groy and DeMarco and Wood and some guys like that. So, you know, it was good bonding.
Did you take their money?
Nah, can't say that.
Can't take practice squad money. But what do you think? What's your mindset going against the Colts, getting a chance to play this week? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. I don't exactly know my role yet, but, you know, whatever it is, I'm happy with it, and, you know, I'm gonna put everything I have towards it.
Great. Thank you for coming by here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.